little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Just then, Una was over there mouthing off about Mayo again.
Well, she was not, was she?
She was. Yeah.
0874 100102 for the voice note. Una's on over there. Una?
Sheree.
What?
Isn't the last line of our national anthem? Go on, Mayo.
Yeah, it is actually. Leg on e Greg. Leg on e Greg. On e Greg. Fui la vagnabeler. Shall live conny. Aura nave. Go on, Mayo! See? Come on, Mayo, are the last two words of the Irish national anthem. I should know, because we've sung it so many times in Crow Park. Bow, bow, bit, 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 bow. So there was an earthquake in New York. An earthquake of Mayo fans singing the green and red of Mayo, or is the red and green of Mayo by the Saw Doctors in Times Square. That video, absolutely sensational. I mean, I'll tell you, JP, hairs in the back of the neck stuff. You're from Louth.
Yeah, go easy.
You don't have enough of a population in Louth to be able to fill Times Square to the extent that the Mayo fans did in Times Square on Saturday evening. They could send everyone in Dundalk over and it still wouldn't fill Times Square to the extent that the Mayo fans did.
Shanaa, let me paint you a picture. The square, Dundalk, the cores leave me breathless. That beats Times Square any day of the week.
What? That's your county song, is it? Breathless by the Cores.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hello there. Is that Owen?
Hello. It is, yes.
Hi, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm not too bad at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Butler's over in America. He's over in New York. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm grand. It's just about 9:30 now. When your research texted me a few hours ago, I thought someone had died. It was about 4 in the morning or something.
Well, I wanted to know. You were at the match on Sunday, were you?
I was there yesterday, yeah. Brilliant occasion up in the Bronx. Yeah, thousands of people there. It was fantastic.
How far is Times Square from the Bronx?
It's about, if you get on the number one train, it's about 200 streets. So Times Square is like 40, I think it's 42nd Street. The Bronx, where the Gaelic Park is 240-something streets. So if you had a few pints at the match and you were coming back to Times Square, you'd know exactly how long.
You're waiting. The sing-song, though, that we were looking at the videos of, that was on Saturday night, was it?
That was the Saturday, maybe 6 o'clock in the evening before. That was in Times Square, because there's loads of pubs. Like, where that is, there's Connolly's Pub, which was, I think, was built by a man from Ballyhonus, where I'm from, and then the Midwest Radio was broadcasting. And then about another 50 yards down, there's a pub called O'Donoghue's, which is managed by a woman from Ballyhonus. So it was, there was a lot of people floating around. Those videos on social media made it look a little bit better than it was, because if you were there, well, the Mayo people were definitely outnumbered the Hare Krishnas. The Hare Krishnas were making a lot more noise. So I'd have to say the Hare Krishnas probably got that
the
one.
The Hare Krishnas? So they're singing.
Are they in Connacht this year, or are they in Leinster, the Hare Krishnas? Are they Munster?
I don't think they have a team, but they were out in force. And honest to God, there wasn't that many of them. But they somehow got erased from all the official photos. But I tell you, there was more of them. Or there wasn't more of them, but they made a lot more of a racket than we did.
Actually, yeah. Well, by the looks of things, the Hare Krishnas certainly knew all the words of the green and red of Mayo, actually, yes, specifically. Yeah. They were in fine voice.
Well, and also, I was walking along the street and I met a cousin of mine, John Gallagher, and he told me he encountered the singing cowboy.
In the underpants.
Green and red of Mayo, but I didn't see that myself.
That's incredible. So,
the naked cowboy, he's still on the go. He must be in his 50s now, but apparently he was singing the green and red of Mayo. Jesus, I didn't witness it myself, but my cousin did, yeah.
That's amazing. How long have you been over there, Owen?
We came over on Wednesday.
Okay, so did you feel the earthquake, apparently? It was like a 5 magnitude, or 4 point something, on the
4.8.
Jeekers.
We went down to the Museum of Modern Art and we got there early and it didn't open. So we went into Central Park and then my uncle got a text saying we just missed an earthquake. You know, there's like an official text you get from New York City.
Yeah.
And then my other uncle got it. And then my phone rang and I said, I guarantee you this is my sister Una at home wanting to know did any of us survive. And of course it was her. She was nearly as fast as me. But no, we didn't feel anything at all.
So Una is the early earthquake warning system for you.
Yeah, she's the one who always just assumes the word. You know, we're fine, we're grand. So we kind of got up. We were near the the John Lennon Memorial. So there was a kind of a hippie, clappy, happy guy singing Imagine up there. So that's...
But you didn't feel anything in at all, though? There was no tremors or no wobbles, no?
No, well, we did go to the Museum of Modern Art and we got lunch there, and the woman that served us was from Armagh. She said they could feel it. She said it was no more than the glasses on the shelves clinking slightly, you know? I've been in a real earthquake in Greece years ago in Athens in 1999, and like... That wasn't that much higher on the Richter scale. It was 5.9, but my God, that you couldn't mistake, and you couldn't have mistaken the aftershocks either. This, I didn't feel at all.
Not at all. No wobbles or anything. How are you feeling today? You feeling a bit wobbly today yourself following the results yesterday?
I know. It was a great occasion. We got on the subway, and someone said, "Are you sure we're on the right one?" And I looked around, and I realized, and I'm not joking, that at least two-thirds of the people on the carriage were people I knew, you know, were people from Ballyhall. So I was like, no, I think we're on the right one here.
We'll just follow everybody else. Well, actually, an incredible occasion. And when are you coming back? You're due to return?
We're flying back this evening, so we'll be back. I'm back in work on Wednesday, so that'll be fun, yeah.
What do you work at? What do you do on?
I'm a journalist, a writer, so yeah, I have a deadline. My first deadline is on Wednesday, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, put that off until 5 minutes beforehand. You know the drill. Yeah, the usual. You're celebrating. Listen, man, thanks so much for taking the call. It sounds like you've had a wonderful weekend.
It was brilliant. I recommend it to anyone, yeah.
Next time, I need to learn the words of the green and red. Come here, do you know the words of the green and red mill?
Of course I know the words of the green and red mill.
Make him look bad. Go on out of that. Safe trip home and enjoy the rest of your time in New York.
Thanks a million, Ray.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.